Fighters duke it out at UBC. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. and bell time is at 7:30 sharp. Enjoy the cash bar as you cheer on your favorite players. Visit BoomProWrestling.com to purchase your tickets. And hurry, because this event is sure to be a knockout. Don't miss Boom Pro Wrestling at UBC Campus on March 22nd.
Duck Club presents Treefort Music Fest, coming to downtown Boise March 20th to 24th, 2024. Lineup is out now, featuring musical acts Channel Trace, Ty Segall, Nico Case, Frank Moody, Briston Maroney, Drama, Dead, and so much more. This five-day festival features over 400 bands, plus comedy, yoga, food, beer, art, films, drag, and more. Full lineup, ticket packages, and more information at treefortmusicfest.com.
For the best in funk, soul, surf, and more music, tune in to Jack Velvet's Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 at CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Add us on Twitter at Jack Velvet Radio, Jack Velvet's Suburban Jungle Show. Also available, streaming and podcast at jackvelvet.net.
Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Need a repair or service to your current ride?
Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located in room 36 of the UBC Life building. Our hours are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
If you buy a bike from us, bring it back when you're done using it, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you.
Yep, you heard us right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs.
For more information about our buyback policy and to stay up to date on any COVID-19 inspired changes, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
Hello and welcome to Mixotroph. I am your host, Nolan, joined by my co-host, Owen. We're here today on this fine Thursday afternoon.
Yes, we are.
We're broadcasting live from the traditional, unceded, and ancestral territories of the Musqueam people. And today, we have a very special guest, which is Griffin. Thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
It's going to be a cool time today. It's going to be a bass episode. So Griffin's a bass player. So yeah, we're going to be kind of exploring different... He's made a little playlist of stuff.
Yes, sir.
He's been enjoying.
Yes, sir.
Of wild sounds of the bass.
Going to nerd out about some bass today.
Yeah, because you've been playing bass for like a long time.
How long now? Yeah. Like about 8 years. I started on guitar, but bass has since become my primary instrument.
So. Okay, cool. So, and you play like mostly these days like funk kind of stuff.
I'm doing some funk stuff. I just started like with a new band too. We're doing kind of like more in the alt rock spectrum. So it's been fun, and I know it's just something I'm super passionate about. So I'm super hyped that you guys had me on for sure.
Yeah, no, it should be cool. I mean, me and Owen sort of have some experience with bass, and like definitely that kind of funk stuff is like, I don't know, I feel just powerful. Rip some like simple pentatonic stuff. The bass is a truly powerful instrument.
Nothing hits like a fat bass line.
Yep, exactly. So yeah, we're gonna get right into it. This first track that you have for us is called Mau Mau, by Art Farmer Septet. So we're gonna play this one, let you guys get settled into the groove a little bit.
History of bass.
Yeah,
we're getting a little bit of that.
Yeah, a little anthology. So, we're going to get into this one called Mau Mau. Mm-hmm. to Mix the Trove on CITR 101.9. Joined by Griffin and Owen, my dear friends. This track is called Mau Mau.
Yeah.
The Art Farmer Septet.
The Art Farmer Septet. So this is actually the first ever track recorded on an electric bass.
Oh, cool.
Prior to that, it was all double bass on recordings, like for jazz, for example. So yeah, this is pretty notable in the sense that, like, you know, obviously electric bass has gone on to dominate, like, generally speaking, over the double bass. And so, yeah, this is off of the 1954 record, The Art Farmer Septet.
That's awesome. Yeah. The first recording, 1954.
Ever. Yeah, and the first track, too.
Because a lot of the stuff I'm exposed to is in bass is kind of, like, at first, like, the Motown kind of era, like, James Jamerson, like, the 70s kind of funk soul stuff. But it's like cool to hear some stuff is way back 1954.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
crazy to me that that's how late that it was invented. You
right.
Because like late 50s, you were already getting like rock and roll.
Yeah. No, so. I played a little bit of double bass and lugging that thing around to gigs and stuff is a problem. So it's probably like
yeah, I know. Yeah. I have a friend. Yeah, it's just so much work. Right? Yeah,
they had to put that in the back of the Model T.
It's kind of crazy. Yeah. Not the most practical one. Okay, so we're going to get onto this next track, which is a cumbia pick.
Yeah.
Cabalito Nocturno by Juaneco y su Combo. Excellent. Peruvian, I believe.
Peruvian cumbia chichas, so yeah.
Let's
yeah.
check this out. Was Cabalito Nocturno by Juaneco y su Combo. Excellent cumbia track there.
Yeah, yeah. So that's off their 1969 record. It's like Peruvian cumbia is really cool because, you know, like cumbia initially originated like along the coast of Colombia. And at the time, like initially it was mostly all like flutes, percussion, and vocals in terms of the band's instrumentation. But then in around the 60s, in Peru, in the Peruvian Amazon, like specifically in there, there was these oil boom towns. So that's where like Peruvian cumbia came out of.
Yeah.
And that's when they first started using like electric bass and stuff. So like it's really interesting.
Yeah, because I think one of those other like important groups at that time, Los Destellos, were also Peruvian.
Yeah.
And they were like in Lima, if I'm not mistaken, or like a major Peruvian town. And then that was sort of the urban kind of cumbia sound that was coming out. And with those kind of like psychedelic elements, like
yeah.
that wah we heard in that last track.
And then there's like the incorporation of like traditional Andean music as well. It's just overall like a really cool combo of cultures.
Very unique. And like the bass in that, because that is the focus of our episode today, is very just like grounding and kind of just like putting you in a trance, like kind of just simple, like foundational to the rest of like the songs, with, like different kind of.
And that's like what I love about bass. You know, sometimes it gets overshadowed, but you know that's really the element that dictates the vibe of the song. It tells you. There's a quote that says like the drums tell you when to dance, and the bass tells you how.
Mm. No, that's a good saying.
That's true.
I believe in that.
Yeah. Drum and bass.
I don't know the drum and bass roller tells you how to dance.
I don't know.
Yeah, I got twos up right now in the studio for the drum and bass.
Oh yeah.
Nice. All right, so yeah, what's this next track we got? We got playing right now.
Classic, from Ghana, artist, guitar player, musician Ebo Taylor. The track is called Peace on Earth.
It's like a callback to a few episodes ago.
Yep, exactly. we like to sprinkle a little bit of kind of like Afrobeat stuff. So this is super groovy. We're going to let you guys settle into this track, which is just
a fat bassline on this, dude.
Super fat. Pay attention.
Going
Peace on Earth here on Mixotroph. CITR 101.9 for our bass special with Owen, my co-host, and Griffin. Thanks for providing this dope Afrobeat sound.
Yo, Afrobeat is incredible in in all regards, but in terms of bass lines too, there was definitely a funk influence that happened there, as well as Afro-Cuban influences and stuff too.
Yeah.
It just makes for really, really cool, interesting bass lines.
Such and, good fusion.
Yeah. And there's all over the African continent, there's just amazing bass lines.
Yeah.
Music by extension. But
I think definitely, at least from what I've heard, is that whole West African kind of sound. Like, we have Nigeria, we have Ghana, which is the last track was from a musician from Ghana. It's like that, they really had that funk in James Brown kind of influence.
Yeah.
So they were listening to that and incorporating different kind of styles, which is super cool.
And yeah, even without that, so I wanted to play this track from Mali, which is like, I don't even know how to describe it. It's described as Bambara jazz.
Bambara.
So and that's like one of the bigger ethnic groups in Mali. And so I don't know. This is really like psychedelic type of track.
Chacho.
And the bass line's crazy. Like it's super complex.
So that's this one Chacho.
Chacho.
That's what we're listening to by Super Biton de Segu. We're gonna let you guys enjoy that one.
All right, let's hit it.
Cho te mazo mai. Hit it. How you feel, brother?
Feeling good.
You feel good?
Feeling good. Improving.
Play so much bone, brother.
Yeah.
How you feel, man?
I feel all right.
I call your name. I don't want no people to know you're in here.
Yeah.
How you feel, fella?
Right.
Hey, yeah. Sure getting down. Look at him. Ha. We're gonna have a bunk good time. 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 Let's take him up, Fred. We gotta take you high. Yeah. All right. You wanna do it again? You wanna do it again, huh?
Truff, the bass episode on 101.9
CITR.
Here with Owen and Griffin. They're playing this. That last one was your pick, right?
Yeah, that was Fred Wesley and the JB's track, Doing It to Death. Have you heard a little bit of a funky bass line in there?
An incredible bass line.
Yeah. Absolutely. James Brown type locked in groove. They play that.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you hear that as especially like outside of rock, but in like funk and soul, is like the bass and what you mentioned before too, like the bass and the drums. That communication is like so important to like building a great groove that you can dance on.
And that guitarist was doing some really cool like rhythmic stuff on that too. Like, really,
yeah,
very cool.
It's pretty excellent. Nice. And the track before that you heard was Chacho by Super Biton de Segu. That's a great pick from Mali group. But I think I was reading that they formed in like the 50s as well. Like this is kind of like some older stuff.
They were around for a while, but I think this one's from 86. But
okay,
yeah, they were
86. Okay, yeah, they were doing a long time. And yeah, that's something we were discussing too. Is like different ways of looking at like time, and the groove was like built into like these way shorter segments in that different like African context of West Africa, like kind of fusion and funk and stuff.
That's super, like for me, like when I'm trying to like really kind of hone in my playing and stuff, like it's really interesting to kind of look at like other conceptions of like time and stuff, you know, and just kind of broaden my horizons and influences. And I feel like that makes anyone a better musician.
Yeah,
feeling
absolutely.
The groove rather than thinking about like Western classical training.
4/4, yeah. So much, that's what you're saying, Owen, is like, a lot of like rock and roll stuff just like boils down to kind of similar conceptions of it, right?
Yeah, and I feel like that was my like musical training as well. It was like classical piano, And so I've had to teach myself to break away from that. And yeah. I think that anybody, you know, teaching music should maybe have a little bit more broadened horizons.
Yeah, because it makes it changes your brain, right? And how you're looking at it.
And like, you know, theory is important, but you know, a lot of like typical theory is being taught. So, you know, it's all Western traditions and stuff, right? So it's important not to get stuck on that, I feel.
For sure.
Yeah, so this next track is one of my picks. Absolute funk favorite. It's called Life Is Just a Moment Part 2. Roy Ayers Ubiquity. And it has one of the meanest grooves I've heard in a while. So we're gonna get into that.
That bass tone is amazing. Like, I think I heard some. It's like an envelope filter, some Ottawa, going wow, wow.
Yeah,
going crazy. That was an awesome tone. Cool. Yeah, that's a great pick.
So much you can do with that.
Yeah. Some Ottawa, like the Canadian government.
Okay.
That was too good for Aaron. Yeah. My bad.
Okay. Well, just real quick, I wanted to actually play something my dad sent me because. He used to play bass, and like he just sent me this crazy slap bass solo. Donc, dédicace à toi, papa. Merci. I feel like slap bass.
Hey. Merci beaucoup.
Yeah, when you talk about like flashy bass, it's slap, dude.
I know, right? Like, it's iconic. You were saying like you prefer more of like a toned down, like stripped down kind of bass sound, but like
I can appreciate
in moderation.
It's technically skilled. Yeah. Like, I mean, like, we're watching this guy right now. He's crazy.
Yeah, this is Wojtek Pilchowski bass dance, a live performance, and this guy is just—he's got a piece of black tape on his thumb just from whacking that bass. And yeah, I call this kind of stuff like dad funk, just because like I don't know, it's just like. I don't know.
This is super tech though. Like this is really tough.
Yeah, it's like,
yeah, next level. Did your guys' metal. Dad like listen to bass kind of music, or is it like?
I don't know. My dad likes like Pearl Jam and Soundgarden.
Okay.
And stuff like that.
Okay, that's cool too.
And my dad's on like, Smiths, REM type of.
The Smiths.
Yeah.
My mom put me onto the Smiths at a young age. Now I try to listen to music that's less like kind of soul sucking.
There's some real good. There's some like I can't remember the name of the bassist from the Smiths, but he does some really cool stuff though.
Yeah.
You gotta appreciate the art from the Smiths.
Yeah. All right, cool. So we're going to be moving on to some dub kind of bass sound. We got Fisherman Dub about to... This is our next track in the queue.
Yep.
Do you want to tell us a bit about this?
This song, I mean, dub in general, in terms of if you want, like, prominent and just real catchy, heavy bass work, dub is kind of where it's at. Lee Scratch Perry's. It's his remix of the Congo's Fisherman, which is another classic. So you just got two legends right here. This is a cool track.
Yeah, Lee Scratch Perry, what a legend. And that, I think I discovered that Congo's album, Heart of the Congo's, I think it
yeah.
was.
Yeah,
Heart of the Congo. That was like one of the first like albums I listened to early pandemic.
Oh yeah?
Like, chilling in my garage, like listening to that. That was like awesome.
This has got to be one of my like personal favorite records.
Yeah.
And they got so much good stuff too. So.
Yeah, this one's super sick. Fisherman Dub.
Alright.
This is Mixotroph on CITR 101.9. That was Fisherman Dub, Lee Perry. Great track, man.
That bass tone.
So good.
We were talking about that. That honestly, so like a reggae tone, a dub tone, that's my ideal bass tone. Like, it's so subby, it's so fat.
Yeah. How do you acquire such a tone? Can you enlighten
us? Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm still on that journey myself. I've done a little research, though. You know, it's kind of about... It's limited in terms of effects, like, as opposed to funk, like we heard last time. Like, this is kind of all about EQing. Like, it's typically going to be played on a P bass, which is, like, already kind of a warmer type of pickup.
Okay.
And then you kind of cut out all the treble, all the high mids.
Yeah.
Boost the low mids, and then, like, put a bit of bass boost on there, too.
Just
to get it as fat as and huge as humanly possible, you know. That's what I want as a bassist.
Yeah,
you know?
I think that's pretty sick.
I don't know. It is just like it carries the song so much. Like, in a lot of like dub reggae music, it's without that, it wouldn't be the same at all.
That's something pretty unique to reggae and like, you know, its offshoots or predecessors, and that like bass is really kind of, it plays a big melodic role as well.
So good. Anyway, so we're gonna be transporting you listeners to another realm of bass music. And it is the beloved Nina Simone, Baltimore.
Yeah. And you can hear, check out the bass. This is like a highly reggae influenced track in terms of like everything, but the bass specifically. So check that out.
Yeah. Let's give it a listen.
On a marble stair, trying to find the ocean, looking everywhere. Hey.
is Baltimore by Nina Simone here on Mixed Troph.
Beautiful track.
Hope everyone's doing well wherever you may be listening. Enjoying this groovy bass episode with Griffin.
Sir.
Yeah, that one is wow.
That's heavy. That's one of my favorite songs, man.
Yeah.
It's like a great track.
And very much influenced by what we were just hearing before with like kind of the dub bass tone.
For
and
sure.
And kind of fatness.
Yeah.
So, yeah, pretty awesome.
So play some a few more dub related, reggae related tracks.
Yeah, I mean, I wish, like, there's just so much different stuff that's been done with the bass. I mean, now we're moving to a different, more modern track.
Yeah, this is Mike, Floridian rapper, famous for his use of samples. This one's okay. Sister Nancy. Yeah, I forget which song hers is. Oh, no, this one's 2022.
Oh, 22. Okay, this one's... Yeah. Okay.
And, yeah, cool. Yeah, she was, like, one of the first female, like, DJs to really get airplay, especially in the UK, I believe, right?
Yeah, yeah. Cool. Famous for Bam Bam.
Bam Bam.
Classic.
Yeah, I'm not aware of this, but that's awesome. Sister Nancy.
Bambita. It's basically that.
Oh, right, okay. Cool. Stop, worry. Mike and Sister Nancy. All this luggage make the playing ground. Growing up, I learned to play a crowd, but I know when to leave. Too much substance for the faint crowd. Don't know when to keep. Try to cut it, I'm a strange flower. Growing out the creek. Know the job, if it came foul, come without receipts. Keep your hustle when your brain's mine. I hold the D, I can fumble on a game shot. Struggle when you pain mine. I know my team, I wear your number when it's game time. I see we could probably money up awake. Sister Nancy, don't you take off on our tie. Say, wake up. Everybody, if you're sleeping, wake up. No more sleeping in bed. I say the hungry must be fed. I say the blind must be led. Come on, my Nancy, the living legend. I say, wake up. Everybody, I say, wake up, wake up, wake up. Boom shot. No sleeping in bed. Ribbit, bit, bit, no sleeping in bed. Hungry must be fed, I say the blind must be led. You listen to this original legend.
How's that for a transition, Vancouver?
Yeah, coming from Mike to Deftones. We just have so much we want to get in here, right?
Yeah. I mean, so we just heard maybe like three reggae influenced tracks and the influence of reggae, like I think bass is just really like reggae. It's gone even further than that, like as you probably already heard, like Deftones, like the bassist Chi Chang, rest in peace, from Deftones, is a huge reggae guy. Like there, he said in this quote concerning one, like their biggest hit, I think Change, it said, producer Terry Date said, "Oh no, you're not gonna play that goofy dub reggae bassline, are you?" I mean, and look where it's at now. It's got like, it's amassed 360 million plays on Spotify. So you know, maybe the reggae bassline was the right move. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, just check it out, because it's not as obvious. Like the reggae influence is not as obvious here, but when you listen to that bass, like it's really apparent.
Yeah, it's pretty fundamental. Yeah, Deftones, you're saying this is a California group?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm actually from Sacramento.
Oh, really? There, same place as these guys?
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, my uncle is Chino Moreno.
All right. Well, that's thank you for sharing. That's awesome. We've got a little piece of music history here. So, yeah, this track is called Change in the House of Flies.
So
This is the wrap up for our last song of our bass episode here. Yeah, Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath. Cool pick there, Owen, of the kind of the bass just really underlying the power chord kind of rhythms.
Yeah, just like, again, they're fattening it up, you know?
Sending it home.
They definitely. I don't actually know the name of the bass player.
Yeah, I mean,
I feel like we should know.
It makes us feel bad.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, Ozzy Osbourne. And who is the bass? Yeah. Well, props to you. Props to you, whoever you are.
Yeah, shout out.
You know, just thumping that. So, yeah, so we realized that we didn't even get up to, like, the jazz bass kind of sound we wanted to share. So maybe that's just, like, a future episode. We've run out of time here, but... Because there's so much.
We'll go back.
There's so much to do, man.
Going back to double bit.
Yeah. We'll do, yeah. Coming back. Going back to the origins. The acoustic kind of setup. But,
Going back to the 90s.
Yeah. That'll be fun. Looking forward to that. But... Thank you, Griffin, for being on here. An excellent selection of tracks.
Hey, appreciate it. It's been a pleasure.
It's been a great time. Do you have any last things to say? Any shout out you playing anytime soon? Anything you want to announce?
Yeah, I'm playing with my band here in the chair. Actually, I don't think I'm allowed to announce that yet. But yo, if you're at UBC, come to Goose Hunt.
Oh yeah. Okay, that's confidential stuff.
But he's definitely not playing there. So don't go expecting that.
Definitely not. But yeah, Cherry and the Cherubs, Dots and Loops.
Dots and Loops is my other band. Just keep an eye out and listen to the bass lines like in all music.
Yes.
Please.
We employ you. Mm-hmm. So that's gonna be it from us. Thank you all so much for listening. We wish you good rest of your day. Chilling out here on this Thursday evening. And yeah, that's gonna be it from us.
Aye.
Until next time.